Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
Hey, Larson.
It's time for another pro wrestling news brief on this episode. Is Vince McMahon going to be forced out of the WWE? Is a certain Viper coming back to the WWE in the near future? And we got a preview for AEW's Grand Slam. But first, am I going to the Slammer?
God damn it, Pat.
Damn it,
Pat. Am I going to jail? So the LA Times.
I thought this was Punk Daily.
Not today. LA Times had an extensive feature on Vince McMahon today, covering a lot of stuff. His resignation, the way he forced himself back into power with WWE, and there's an interesting quote that's garnering a lot of headlines today, and it comes
was it
from
the one that Vince McMahon's going to live till he's 120.
No, that was from Kurt Angle. he's the source on that one. This quote is from Jacob Frankel, former counsel of the SEC Division of Enforcement, who said the following about the various investigations involving Vince that could still be ongoing. I think last we heard of that he was served with a search warrant July 17th.
Yeah.
Hasn't been a whole lot of news on that front since. This is what Jacob had to say. Quote, depending on the potential findings, McMahon could face criminal and or civil liabilities that could prevent him from serving as an officer or director of a public company, as well as a clawback of any ill-gotten gains. So I guess if he's found guilty, whether it be of any criminal charges, civil liabilities, or I don't know if the SEC, could say, hey, you did this, which is against regulation, if he could be punished to the extent that he would not be allowed to serve as an officer for a publicly traded company.
Right, yeah.
Depending on the nature of the investigation and what they're investigating.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably, look, let's be honest, the guy is a billionaire, guys like that, typically, they usually get off scot-free.
Maybe slap on the wrist, but it's right. Sad reality of the world we live in where that's the case. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, it's interesting that there could, and I'm still really kind of curious to see how the Endeavor thing is going to play out. Are they playing Vince McMahon? Were they just like, hey, we'll take your company off your hands. And
sure,
you
we'll let you run
power.
Things. Yeah. Yeah. Sure, Vince. Yeah.
You
sure.
Know, knowing
it's all yours. Have at it.
Knowing damn well there's probably some pretty explosive shit out there. Look, I understand Dana White, was literally caught on videotape. Domestically abusing his wife, and nothing really happened to him. In his own words, oh, just people seeing that is humiliating enough. That's my punishment. Okay, well, that's not really punishment, dude.
It's not really, no.
So, whether or not this is going to affect Vince's standing in the company, I guess if he's forced into the slammer, then yeah. But beyond that, I don't really see it playing out. I sort of think that scumbags stick together in this Ari Emanuel character is probably brought on Vince because he knew that shareholders view Vince as the end-all be-all in pro wrestling, and that's what keeps him happy, and that's what's going to keep the shareholder price, the stockholder price, whatever, the stock price.
The share rather. Price of this new TKO Holdings, the fused company of WWE and UFC.
The Rawgate Mutant Company.
Yeah, I mean, like, WWE is the Kleenex, the Xerox of the wrestling world. It's the brand name, and Vince has established himself as the figurehead of that brand name. And, you know, a lot of people associate Vince with the success of the company.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, which historically, there's a case for that. Recently, WWE's been on a significant upswing ever since he initially resigned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, yeah.
So I don't know if, you know, I understand that he's so closely associated with WWE that people think without him they can't be successful. But the evidence over the last, I don't know, year and change suggests otherwise.
Yeah, yeah, no, absolutely.
Elsewhere in the LA Times piece, they go into Vince when he resigned initially and when he came back into power. So a source close to the WWE board stated that when the investigation of Vince started, he told the board, quote, okay, do whatever you guys need to do. I'm not going to stand in your way. The source then added, quote, of course, when the board said, well, you know, we think you need to step down, he wasn't happy about it, but he did it. Another source close to the board stated, quote, he's the kind of person who expects loyalty. Adding that McMahon viewed its investigation as an act of disloyalty, even though the board was doing its job.
Yeah, not shocking at all. We hear, you know, one of his close friends, Donald Trump, same sort of guy, expects blind loyalty, doesn't give it back. And any amount of, you know, if you step away, if you stray from that at all, even if you're legally bound to, you know, step outside whatever his conception of loyalty is, then you're being disloyal to, you know, and you need to be done with. Yeah.
And then former WWE board member Inyas Lahoud, I hope I pronounced the name right. I tried to look it up. So spoke to the LA Times about his own departure, saying, quote, it wasn't aligned with my way of seeing what governance was. There was a misalignment with what my values are.
Yeah, that's good. you know, he's like, what the fuck is happening here?
Yeah.
You know, we're supposed to, and then he just leaves because Vince just, like, you know.
Vince, you did all this stuff. Look what you did.
Look what you did.
And you're trying to come back? Pass. No thanks.
And on top of that, there's probably a lot more we don't know about that could come to light.
I know. I mean, that's been mentioned in the Wall Street Journal pieces about the board's investigation into Vince. So
the letter sent back to Vince when Vince wanted to come back. There's more stuff that the public doesn't know about, which could bite us in the ass. Essentially, I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah.
But who knows if that'll see the light of day. You know, but I mean, he's what, 78 years old now, I think?
Something like that. And according to Kurt Angle, Vince told Kurt he's going to live to 120.
Oh, I have the quote right here because this is fascinating to me. So, yeah, I think, he was on Rogan, I think, wasn't he?
That's what
it was. He was on Rogan. He talks about a lot of stuff. My goodness, there was one story about him overdosing on, like, Vicodin and the next day having a 60-minute Ironman match with Brock Lesnar. Oh, yeah, I know. He's a machine. Wrestling machine. This is what Angle said about Vince. He says, he always treated me right. I never had a problem with him. I'm glad he got the money he got. I never thought he'd sell the company. I thought you'd have to pry it from his cold, dead hands. I thought he would keep the company forever. He put his heart and soul into it. No one works harder than he does. He's a machine. You know what he told me when I came back to WWE? He said, I'm going to have this company for a lot longer than you think, Mr. Angle. I'm 73 right now. My mom lived to be 101. I plan on living until I'm 120. I'm never letting the company go. I'm always going to work here. They're going to have to pry it from my cold, dead hands.
It's interesting he called Kurt Mr. Angle.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was like a little tongue-in-cheek.
Maybe it's like a little joke, huh? You know what, Mr. Angle?
Yeah. Yeah. Who knows? I never call you Mr. Larson. That's weird.
No, nor do I call you Mr. Here.
That's what I call your dad.
Yeah.
And he always, like, corrects me. He's like, I'm not going to break kayfabe on his first name, but I'm like, I'm not calling you that.
Yeah.
You're my best friend's dad.
I know.
If anything, I'm going to call you Larson's dad, I'm not 8 years old anymore, so I'm not going to do that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Anyways, let's talk about the Viper Randy Orton.
Yeah.
He hasn't been seen on WWE TV since May of last year due to a back injury that required surgery. By all accounts, it seemed like a pretty serious business.
Yeah, yeah.
Seems like he could be nearing a possible return. Ooh. Fightful reports that sources have confirmed to them that Randy Orton's been seen at the WWE Performance Center this week. Bodyslam.net reports that Orton has been training for his return to the Performance Center for the past 3 weeks. Orton's tour bus has been a weekly constant at the Performance Center during the past few weeks. We were, this is from Fightful still.
This is all from Bodyslam.
Oh, sorry, Bodyslam. Yeah, that's right. We were unable to confirm who Orton has been working with to prepare for his return as of this writing. If I'm not mistaken, there was like Bigfoot-esque video of him showing up at the Performance Center as well.
Yeah. I mean, it's unclear, obviously, you know, unless that's time-coded to know exactly when that was shot.
Right, yeah.
But they get, you know, separate reports from Fightful, Bodyslam. You know, it lends credence to the idea that that video is recent.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah, for sure. You know, I think you and I have always had the same feeling about this. If the guy is going to be able to get back to in-ring action in a way that isn't going to, you know, affect his long-term health in a negative way to a degree. It's wrestling. It's all going to, you know.
Yeah, I mean, probably one of the reasons he was dealing with back issues he talked about. It was all the RKOs he's done. He's jumping up and doing a flat back bump, you know, hundreds, if maybe not thousands of times a year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe not thousands, but hundreds for sure. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about how that move alone was taking a toll on his body. Not to say I don't know for certainty that's the cause of his lower back injury, but probably didn't help.
Yeah, you just like to think that he's going to put himself and his own health at, you know, top priority, because nobody wants a Randy the Ram situation.
No. But and he was doing some of the best work of his career before he had to take his leave.
You know who's hoping he comes back more than anybody? Matt Riddle. Yeah, he's sitting there like, bro, I don't really want to see that. The people probably want to see that.
What, the reunion? I'll be happy about the reunion if it means Randy Orton turns on him. We get the feud.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Orton
big old RKO.
Yeah.
Orton putting over the young talent of the day. Riddle putting over the young talent
exactly,
of today.
Exactly, the young up-and-coming talent. See, I mean, like, Orton's at the Performance Center. He's basically in NXT, right?
Right, yeah. He's back to a developmental deal, probably making like $50,000 a year. Yeah. Anyways, we've got an AEW Grand Slam tonight, and we've got a list of matches that's going down on this
card.
Grand
is actually
Slam.
Pretty loaded.
Yeah, and it continues on to like Rampage. Or do we know if Collision going to be branded Grand Slam?
I doubt it's going to be shot at Arthur Ashe. I think just it's going to be Dynamite Rampage. It's going to be a 2-hour Rampage too.
That's right. Yeah. So we've got John Moxley versus Ray Phoenix. Easy day at the office for John Moxley, regardless of
probably
what
he'll
Ray
get
Phoenix.
That win, defend the international title successfully.
Should be a really good match. Chris Jericho versus Sammy Guevara. Sammy's like kind of the, who's the good guy here? They're both good guys. They're supposed to get back together after this. You think somebody's going to cheat to win, or is it going to be straight up?
No, somebody should cheat to win. If it's going to be somebody's going to cheat to win, it's probably going to be Jericho.
That's what I would think too. Yeah. Yeah. But then he also puts a lot of people over.
I know, but so, he puts a lot of people over. He needs to get a win sometime, you think. Otherwise, there's not as much oomph behind putting everybody over.
This is like the closest thing he's had to like a true protege. The one guy he should put over. I kind of feel like maybe Jericho will cheat to win, and then he'll give him a bigger win in a pay-per-view.
Yeah, pay-per-view.
That's what
it'll happen
at
Wrestle Dream or something.
Ain't going to matter a dang for Sammy Guevara.
No.
These days, like a win over Jericho is kind of a dime a dozen.
Exactly. Ask Ricky Starks about that.
Yeah. Also, this is going to be my match of the night. Claudio versus Eddie Kingston. I'm very much looking forward to this.
Main event.
It is my main event. I love both these guys. This feud is awesome. I'm going to maybe later on today, I'll go back and watch the Ring of Honor match because I don't really watch Ring of Honor.
Yeah, I don't either.
But yeah, I'm really looking forward to this. Looking forward to seeing Eddie Kingston hoist the New Japan Openweight Strong title, Claudio's Ring of Honor title.
Well, it won't be Claudio's anymore. It'll be Eddie's.
Might get me to check out that paywall show, the Ring of Honor.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, dude. Might have to watch that. That, like, Eddie Kingston is champion and Athena doing the work that she's doing over there. It's just if they brought their TV down to like an hour, put like, I don't know, four good matches on it.
I know.
That's more my jam, dude.
They're supposed to 20 in 2 hours and they're all 2 minutes long. It's a bit much. It's a bit much, Ring of Honor. It's a bit much.
This one should be good. Yeah,
Saraya defending the AEW Women's Championship against Toni Storm.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That should be a lot of fun. Main event, MJF versus Samoa Joe for the AEW World Championship. This should be a stellar bout.
This should be really, really good.
You got to assume Adam Cole's going to be there, maybe get involved, maybe the Kingdom, maybe Roderick Strong. There's a lot of pieces in play.
Adam!
Speaking
of neck health, man, I need to get one of
those
neck
braces.
How's it feeling today? That's feeling all right.
I'm concerned about your neck health, Steve.
I appreciate that. I really do because I think you really are.
You should show up and play basketball on Friday with a neck brace on.
I might do that. Yeah, I might do that. Yeah. How do you think is going to win this match here, MJF versus Samoa Joe?
Probably MJF. It'd be interesting if Samoa Joe won.
I'd be so happy.
I would be
Grand
too.
Slam, like, they need to get some things going, you know? They need to get some buzz. And Samoa Joe with that title. Here's the thing. MJF's going to be a draw. You don't need to have that title on him. You put on Samoa Joe. Ooh.
Yeah, no.
Make me happy.
Heck yeah. Are we going to get any surprises on Grand Slam tonight? I think it was last year at Grand Slam that Saraya returned. Was it last year?
That's true. Oh, man. Any big surprises? I don't know. Who's even around to debut?
Is Edgy Adam going to make his AEW debut?
Oh, that could be, huh? That could be. That'd be cool. There's some buzz for you for a week.
Kick off
anyways.
The second hour with a good old 20-minute Adam Copeland promo.
Oh, my God. Yeah, never mind. It's funny. I have this pause. I was watching some, like, Heyman era SmackDown from 2002, and he's literally paused on my screen right now showing up the arena. Get out of here, Edgy Adam.
Be gone, Edgy Adam. Go back to Stanford.
Yeah, anyways, we'll have the entire breakdown for AEW Grand Slam tomorrow right here at the channel. So be sure to hit that subscribe button and the thumbs up. That means like. And hit that little notify bell, too. So if you hit the sub and the notify bell, then you get ding, ding, ding. You always get the notification when you get new Going In Raw content. Also, hit that join button to become a channel member. Get access to bonus episodes. Get access to our question threads and get access to our big predictions challenge. We got another one coming up in about a week or two. Or you can go to patreon.com/Steve and Larson to get all that as well. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We appreciate it. Till next time, we'll see you around. Goodbye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience,
and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.